Fourth here at Las Vegas. Heather Debo
and Christopher Bell qualified third for today's race here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You got some speed in that number 20 machine. How do you translate that into a win here?
Oh, it's tough. It's really tough. It's going to be about execution. You know, you got to do a good job. Restarts, obviously, the green flag runs, not making mistakes, making pace out of it. Strategy's got to be right. Pit stops have to be right. There's a lot of competitive cars. I mean, the JGR Camrys seem like they're, you know, the cream of the crop right now, but there's a lot that goes into winning the race, and it's going to be tough.
It's all about execution today for Christopher Bell. Brett?
All right, Ryan Blaney's over here holding court, and, you know, he got to this round by winning at New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago. Were you guys able to use the 2 weeks since New Hampshire to prepare for today's race?
After we won New Hampshire, you maybe look at Vegas a little earlier than what you would, but still we had a job to do for 2 weeks, trying to run the best we could and try to win. It did help. Just prepare a little bit earlier than normal, but definitely a tall task today. It's going to be a tough one. Hopefully we can get up there and mix it up.
Ryan Blaney starting 14th today, still looking for that first win at Las Vegas. Heather Debo.
And another driver looking to mix it up today is Kyle Larson. Kyle, you've had a lot of success here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. What are your chances of going to victory lane here?
I don't know. We'll see. I think the Toyotas have obviously been really good on the intermediate stuff here lately, but Vegas has been a good track for us in the past, so hopefully we can find our way to the front, take control of the race, and just kind of, you know, maintain the lead. So I look forward to it. It's going to be fun day, and I think our team's ready for it.
And that's Kyle Larson, who rolls off sixth. Wendy?
Denny Hamlin, our pole sitter here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway today, has a win at this racetrack. How confident do you feel on this round going into today?
I feel good about it. I certainly do. You know, we got a short track, Martinsville. Obviously, we got a great performance there here at Las Vegas, a mile and a half. This is one of the more challenging mile and a half for me personally. But I'm confident that our team's going to come out here strong and hopefully have one of those great winning performances today.
Why do you feel it's the most challenging for you?
I think it's just the difference of the racetrack. It's got a little bit tighter radius than our normal mile and a half racetracks. Certainly got a lot of character in turns one and two with the bumps. So you got to change the way you approach this racetrack to make speed.
All right, this is a big round for Denny Hamlin. He'll be starting from the pole today.
Thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. And as the pole sitter, that also makes him our Toyota top performer. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Just heard from Denny Hamlin at 47. He leads all active drivers for pole positions. We also just heard from Kyle Larson. He averaged a 21st place finish in the first round. In the second round, he averaged a 5th place finish as he, along with Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, the only drivers to finish all three second-round races in the top 10.
Mark, personally, this is one of the things I love about the postseason. It encourages great moments to happen. And we've already seen great moments throughout the course of this playoff so far. And now that we're here in the round of eight, well, last year, Joey Logano, a great moment for him going to victory lane. We saw a last-lap pass at Homestead Miami Speedway with Ryan Blaney leading. Actually, Homestead had three different lap leaders in the final three laps of the race. Tyler Reddick ultimately won that, and then Blaney went on to win Martinsville Speedway to vault himself into the championship four as well. You mentioned those stats right there. Again, you got to step up when it counts. Now is the time that it counts, and the great teams step up. One thing I really enjoy about this time of year.
It is certainly the time of year where you have to enjoy the pressure. You've got to consume it. You've got to eat it for breakfast. You've got to be able to put it on your shoulders and not feel it. Joey Logano's one of those guys. Kyle Larson, I believe, is one of those guys. Now we have to see if there's somebody at Joe Gibbs Racing stepping up to do the same thing, whether it's Hamlin, Briscoe, or Bell.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's about stepping up. And here today in the South Point 400, we are definitely going to see a lot of that. We saw a great race yesterday in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. A lot of good battles to the very end. Eric Almirola put the Joe Gibbs Racing number 19 car in the Owners Championship at Phoenix Raceway by winning yesterday. But we had a great great fight with both Almirola, Connor Zilich, Justin Allgaier was in the mix among several other drivers. A lot of fun and excitement. Can't wait to see what happens here over 267 laps of the South Point 400.
Progressive knows there's so many great things about being a sports fan. Like scoring the company box seats. How great is that? Trick plays that actually work. Prevent defense when your team is winning by a lot. And even more preventative prevent defense as they're hanging on by a thread. And of course, saving money when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's pretty great. Just like trick plays that actually work.
Yeah, but how often does that happen?
Complaining about sports? Not so great. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars. And I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to the South Point 400 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the first race in the round of eight of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. You've already met the pit reporters who are covering things trackside here today, Brett McMillan, Heather DeBoe, and Wendy Venturini. Now let's meet the gentleman who will help us call the live play-by-play with our view from the turns brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Las Vegas Motor Speedway, a 1.5 mile asphalt track, and after they cross the start finish line and arc their way around toward turn one, that's when they get into view of our good friend Nick Yeoman, who sits high atop a Coca-Cola billboard at the exit of turn two.
Appreciate that, Brad Gilley. Really looking forward to this one. If this race is anything like the Xfinity race last night, I think we're in store for a really good show. As you mentioned, I am on top of a billboard. To give you an idea, there are 18 of those billboards that kind of wrap around the outside of turns one and two here at the fabulous Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I am on the 17th one, just at the exit, looking down at turn number two. Let's talk about these two corners. They're banked at 20 degrees. The front stretch and the back stretch just at 9 degrees. So there is a lot of banking and a pretty impressive transition for these drivers as they dive off into turn number one. Plenty of racing grooves. You'll see drivers run the bottom. They'll run the middle. May even put those Chevys, Fords, and Toyotas up against the outside retaining wall that is wrapped in yellow with the Pennzoil colors around the outside of the racetrack. The back stretch, 1,500 foot in length. Good opportunity if you can carry some momentum out of turns one and two, maybe set up some passes down the Nellis back straightaway. And the guy that's going to call those passes in turns three and four today is Pat Patterson.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. Happy race day to one and all. We'll pick them up about halfway down the Nellis straightaway heading into turn three. In fact, they'll start turning left right about to where you see the big South Point Boulevard, or South Point billboard, I should say. By the way, big shout out to those guys for all the great hospitality they provide for the PRN folks. Now, what makes Las Vegas very different from perhaps other mile and a half, since Brad was talking about just a minute ago, you got Atlanta, you got Texas, you got Kansas, you got Homestead. Homestead, we got a lot of mile and a halves. The unique thing, especially down here, is that these corners here are less defined by an apex. In other words, they're rounder. Okay, this racetrack, mile and a half, is probably distinctively different because of the roundness of the corners. What does that mean? Well, Nick just mentioned the word momentum. That means as a race car driver, you want to keep that car going as hard and as fast as you can through the corners here in 3 and 4 and down in 1 and 2. To do that, you stay off of the brake and you let that car roll. That's the big challenge of Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Down on my end of the racetrack, there are three distinctive grooves that you can run, and I expect to see these cars this afternoon get right up next to that yellow Pinzol wall that goes all the way around 3 and 4. Not so many bumps here, unlike the 1 and 2, but we're going to be your eyes and ears all afternoon here in Las Vegas down in turns 3 and 4.
As they exit 4, they just keep on turning, easing to the left. We have a little bit of a left-hand turn just before the start-finish line, one just after it, and so other than the back straightaway, they are turning just about all the way around the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Our stages today in the South Point 400, stage 1 ends at last 80, stage 2 at 165, then 102 laps to the 267 that make up the South Point 400.
You know what that means, Mark? We're going to have at least one round of pit stops in every stage of this race and at the stage breaks as well, because when we talk about Sunoco fuel mileage, 65 laps is the published distance that they can go. We know drivers like Joey Logano, they're the masters of fuel savings. They might be able to stretch that out to 70, 72 laps. I don't think they can stretch it out to the entire 80 laps of stage number one, however.
And with this new tire, maybe stretching might not be the fastest way to get through that stage as well.
That is a great point. And the other thing as well, the crew chiefs will really strategize their fuel mileage based on how much time they spend on pit road. Sometimes you have a pay me now, pay me later. Sometimes you can take advantage and say, hey, it's going to take this long to change four tires. I don't have to fill the tank all the way with Sunoco fuel because our mileage is so good that we can make it to the next pit stop before the tank runs dry. And that is part of what happens when we talk about Sunoco fuel mileage. Again, 65 to 72 laps is as far as they can go. We have a feeling they'll be splitting these stages here today, Mark, and then some. We'll see how things turn out.
From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Here's Julie Whittington of Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Seeing our brand associated with a championship team and driver like Joey Logano and Team CMC is an incredible feeling. For Hunt Brothers Pizza, it's not just about having our logo on the car. It's about being a part of a winning culture. The connection helps us elevate our brand's visibility, credibility, and it's a huge source of pride for everyone involved. Actually, it also gives us a unique opportunity to connect with the fans of NASCAR, many of whom are loyal supporters of our team and driver. There's really something special about being part of that journey. NASCAR really aligns perfectly with the culture of Hunt Brothers Pizza. Both are all about passion, energy, and certainly a strong sense of community. Marketing a national brand like Hunt Brothers Pizza comes with its challenges, but being involved in NASCAR has brought a whole new level of excitement and opportunity to the table.
This is Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Ford Mustang for Team Penske. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
We're back at Las Vegas. It's a gorgeous day. We've got a big crowd. Pit Road is packed down there right now. We're getting closer and closer to the green flag in the South Point 400.
Mark, I don't know that we can set the scene enough here to say it is beautiful. The sun is shining. We thought today was going to be cloudy, and it is just a clear blue sky above us. 77 degrees is what it is right now at Las Vegas. Yesterday, we had a lot of wind come through. There's a big American flag right at the center of the Nellis straightaway. And while that flag is blowing, it's not blowing straight and bending the flagpole like it was last night for the Xfinity race. It's a nice, calm wind here today, and a picture-perfect race day for the South Point 400.
The wind is predictable, so the driver's going to like that. Yesterday, it was kind of swirling around, changing directions. Never knew how it was going to hit the car, driver's door in turn three, or it was going to slam them in the side as they went into turn number one. So the drivers like that predictability. The fans, I mean, this is kind of like T-shirt, maybe long sleeve kind of weather. It is absolutely the most comfortable weather you could possibly watch a race because, again, not too hot, not too cold, kind of like the little bear and the porridge and all that kind of stuff. It's just absolutely perfect temperature today.
This race can be won in many different ways. If we get a late race caution, you're going to see pit strategy. This race has been won by a no-tire call, a two-tire call, or a four-tire call. Last year, this race was won by Paul Wolf saying, "Well, sure, we can go 70 laps on the final tank of Sunoco fuel, no problem." And they were surprised that no one else tried it. Christopher Bell dominated this race up until the final seven laps. Part of the reason Paul Wolf knew they could go that long, Daniel Suarez had done it in stage two already. People say, well, they won on fuel mileage. And Paul Wolf says, no, we're surprised no one else did the same thing.
Little odd thing about this race, we're on October 12th. The last two times a cup race held on this date, in 2013 and 1997, the defending champion went to victory lane. Brad Keselowski did it on the oval at Charlotte in 1997. Terry Labonte did it at Talladega. So can Joey Logano do it today? And that, of course, would pave the way to the championship race yet again at Phoenix.
It would absolutely do that. The Neon Garage at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, it's silent. That's because everyone is on pit road with the 38 cars that are going to start this South Point 400, and we're getting ready to start it the right way with a prayer and our national anthem. A lot of excitement as we're driving into Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and let's get things started as we go trackside for pre-race ceremonies for the South Point 400.
Please rise as you're able, remove your hats, and veterans, render a hand salute as the UNLV Army ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Motor Racing Outreach President and Senior Chaplain, Billy Mulden.
Heavenly Father, it's a beautiful day, and we pause to recognize your presence in our lives. As we have gathered together to enjoy this sport we love, we pray for safety and protection for everyone. As we honor our nation, we ask your blessings on those everywhere, at home and abroad, who are defending our freedom, and we remember the many who have made the ultimate sacrifice. May faith, hope, and love fill all our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome country music artist and cast member on the road, Brittany Kellogg.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
That'll close out our pre-race coverage from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. When we come back, the command of fire engines for the South Point 400.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
NAPA know-how!
From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The NASCAR Cup Series enters the round of eight today in Las Vegas, with storylines still swirling around the unusual turn of events created during the finish of last week's race in Charlotte.
Oh, Ross Chastain just spun Denny Hamlin. Chastain now goes backwards, but he loses two, now three spots. Joey Logano passes him in a last-ditch effort. Ross Chastain tried to dump Denny Hamlin to get the one spot he needed. Joey Logano will finish 4 points above the cut line and advance to the round of eight.
So Joey Logano enters the round of eight, but he couldn't care less how it happened. He's just focused on the championship.
Honestly, I don't care how we move on. I don't really care how we win the championship. I just want to win. I don't care how we get there. I've always been that way. I've always said it's about the big trophy at the end of the day. That's all that matters. And how we do it doesn't matter.
Denny Hamlin's take?
What happened last week is not new. I don't see any reason why I can't know what the point situation is. I've always asked what the point situation is. I didn't in this third stage. I think the team gave me an update at the end of the second stage simply because I was restarting, I believe, behind Chase Briscoe and someone else. And they were saying at the time, Briscoe's close. So at that point, I don't want to put him in a bad spot. I know I'm basically in. And so I think that's important information to know.
Meanwhile, there's Christopher Bell with four wins on the season, looking for his fifth here in Vegas.
The round of 16, round of 12 is kind of, you're just looking for points. It's survival mode. And then whenever you get into the round of eight, it's about wins. You know, ultimately, you need to win in order to make that final four. And if you don't win, then you have to be in that top five, you know, getting stage points, competing for wins.
And William Byron rolls into Vegas with an air of confidence.
Yes, we've always been in the mix, but
what's that next step, kind of next goal that we can check off and be a little bit faster. So honestly, last fall we just executed really well and we weren't a top five car, but then we got there by the end.
There's one goal in today's race, a win. And that should make things pretty interesting in the South Point 400 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
And it is kind of all or nothing for eight drivers in this race. If they can somehow pull off the victory in the South Point 400, again, their ticket, punch to Phoenix, their life, the pressure, it gets a whole lot easier at Talladega and Martinsville.
Absolutely. You talk about a couple of races that could potentially be a wild card, at least one of them. Another one where all eight of these drivers have been pretty much or can go to victory lane. We're about to get things fired off here for the South Point 400, 267 laps of racing around this 1.5-mile speedway. So let's go trackside with the South Point Hotel and Casino and the command to fire engines.
Las Vegas Motor Speedway, please welcome Glenn Powell. You can catch him starring in the upcoming movie, The Running Man, but today he is here to say the most famous words in motorsports. What is up, Vegas? Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank him up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting 38th will be Catherine Legg in the Denuta Chevrolet. The Epoxy Depot Chevrolet of J.J. Yaley rolls off 37. 36, Cody Ware, the Arby Steak Nuggets Ford. Ty Dillon starts 35th in the Sugarlands times Field & Stream Chevrolet. Brad Keselowski rolls off 34th, the Nexlizet Ford. Riley Herbst will start 33rd in the Hungry Jack Toyota. Kyle Busch, 32nd, the Zone Chevrolet. 31st will be Austin Cindric, the Auto Trader Ford.
Taking the green flag 30th, Todd Gilliland in the Love's Travel Stops Ford. Then it's the Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford of Josh Berry, 29th. 28th, it's Noah Gregson, the Rush Truck Center's Ford, the Fly Alliance Chevrolet of Justin Haley, 27th. 26th, John Hunter Nemechek, the Pi Barker Fire and Safety Toyota, the Get Bioethanol Chevrolet of Austin Dillon is 25th. 24th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the Real American Beer Chevrolet. 23rd, Zane Smith, the Long John Silver's Ford. Then it's the Classic Collision Chevrolet of Carson Hocevar, 22nd. And 21st, Cole Custer, the HaasTooling.com Ford.
A.J. Allmendinger will start 20th in the Celsius Chevrolet. Eric Jones rolls off 19th in the Dollar Tree Toyota. 18th will be Micah McDowell, the Delaware Life Chevrolet. Daniel Suarez starts 17th in the Freeway Hispanic Heritage Chevrolet. Ryan Preece rolls off 16th in the Cisco Crumble Ford. Ross Chastain qualified 15th. He'll start at the back, however, after adjustments in the Tootsie's Orchid Lounge Chevrolet. Ryan Blaney starts 14th, the Menards Cardell Cabinetry Ford. Shane Van Gisbergen rolls off 13th in the Jockey New Zealand Chevrolet. 12th will be Alex Bowman, the Ally Chevrolet. Chris Buescher starts 11th, the Kroger International Delight Ford.
Now the top 10 for the South Point 400 outside of row number 5. Starting 10th, Ty Gibbs in the Saia Freight Toyota. The Shell Pennzoil Ford of Joey Logano goes off 9th. 8th, Tyler Reddick, the Jordan Brand Toyota. The Robin Hood Toyota of Bubba Wallace will start 7th. 6th, Kyle Larson in the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet to his inside. Starting 5th, teammate William Byron, the Relay Pavement Chevrolet. Then it's the Napa Auto Parts Chevy of Chase Elliott, 4th, Christopher Bell, 3rd, in the Ream Toyota. And now the front row, it's all Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas. On the outside, in the Bass Pro Shops Toyota Camry, it is Chase Briscoe. And on the pole for the first time at Las Vegas, for the fourth time in 2025, he now has 47 career pole positions. Denny Hamlin in the AM/PM Toyota, his speed 184.849 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for the South Point 400.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Cars have rolled off pit road in tow behind a Toyota GR Super Pace car. When we come back, we'll get some storylines from pit road from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
The cars are rolling at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the first of three pace laps before we drop the green flag in the South Point 400. Time now to get a pit road preview. First up, Brett McMillan.
Well, Mark, one guy I'm really going to be watching is William Byron. He comes in 4 points over the cut line. They said five straight top 12s coming in and 15 top 10s this year. He says, really, they've had speed all year long, but some bad luck during the summer maybe has caused him to kind of fly under the radar a little bit, and he is absolutely fine with that. He doesn't mind if folks aren't focusing on him. He's been in this round of eight before, and he says he's smarter now than he was in the past. He's better able to handle it adversity than he was in years past, but he's also more clever than he was before. He says that knowledge is going to really help things play out on the track. Heather DeBow.
Well, in my section of pit road, I have one playoff driver, and that is Kyle Larson. Now, he has three wins at this racetrack, including two of the last four. But this track is the track that this team has circled in the round of eight. They believe it's their strongest track statistically to get a win and lock them in that championship four. Now, the playoffs didn't start off that great. They had a rough round of 16, which was pretty tough on the team, but they bounced back in the round of 12, turned things around, and finished in the top seven in all races, which was a huge confidence boost, not only for Kyle Larson, but for his crew chief Cliff Daniels, his team, and their pit crew. So today's goal is to carry on that momentum. Now, we all know Cliff Daniels is known for his motivational speeches, and I spoke with a few of the crew members on this five today about what stood out to them from their pre-race meeting, and Cliff Daniels set the tone with these three statements. Do your job, do it well, and finish the task. If they can execute those three things, they have a great chance of ending up in victory lane. Wendy Venturini?
Denny Hamlin knows a thing or two about being in the championship playoffs, but how well can he get to the very last race? Well, this time around, Denny Hamlin is approaching things a little bit differently. I see a more mature Denny Hamlin. He's spending more time preparing for these races. For example, this weekend for Las Vegas, usually about 3 to 4 hours of sim time. But this week for Las Vegas, Denny Hamlin sat down in that sim for over 7 hours preparing just for this race. He's our points leader. He's the pole sitter. Hard work has paid off so far. Chris Gayle, his crew chief, told me just moments before engines fired that the wind is a factor because it's not as apparent today. Yesterday, the setup of the car and in practice, they had to determine how the wind was behaving. leaving. Today, there's not as much wind. It's calm. The car was tight in spots that it's not going to be tight in today. That's what crew chief Chris Gale is going to be working on, and Denny Hamlin feels very confident going into today's race at Las Vegas.
A moment ago, the cars down the pit lane setting their tacks for the pit road speed of 45 miles per hour. The pace car today will run 55 miles per hour at the controls. As always, Jesse Dalavoot of that Toyota GR Supra pace car. Our starter today for NASCAR, Greg Harris. Assisting him in the stand, Andy Ashbeck.
When they take the green flag, we'll enter eBay stage number one. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for. From smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain, get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love. Nick Yeoman, it looks like this field of 38 is ready to get things going here at Las Vegas.
And it is a spectacular-looking field as well. Lots of colors as they wrap around turns one and two, getting set to go racing. Quickly, Wendy touched on the wind. Not only is it calmer compared to yesterday, the last time these cars were on track, but it's blowing in the opposite direction right into their faces as they head down the back straightaway. The field looks good. Pat Patterson, it's the round of eight. A lot of anticipation and excitement as we're set to roll the dice here in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. Happy race day, everybody. We'll pick them up about halfway down the backstretch, the Nellis straightaway, we'll call it. 20 degrees of banking down here in 3 and 4. We are about 2,000 feet above sea level, and the weather, it's okay. If you like perfect, because it is perfect today here in Las Vegas. Let's set the top 10 for you as we get ready to go here. Starting in row number 5, it'll be Ty Gibbs and Joey Logano. Row 4, Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace. Row 3, Kyle Larson and William Byron. And row number 2, Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell. And on the front row, it'll be Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin. Here comes the pace car. The fans are on their feet. The Nevada NASCAR faithful is ready to see some racing in Vegas.
Pace car, left-hand turn. It's on pit road. They're now working their way down the front straightaway. Hands and waving. Hats are waving. We're getting set to go green in the South Point 400. It's out. Denny Hamlin, a big jump. He'll lead Chase Briscoe to turn number one.
Chase Briscoe quickly ducked in line to the inside line behind Denny Hamlin. It's Joe Gibbs Racing. 1, 2, 3 on the inside. Hamlin, Briscoe, and Bell. Fanning out 3 and 4 wide, but they're clean out of turn two.
Briscoe wants the lead from his teammate now as he'll dive to the bottom of the racetrack. First lap down to the bottom of the corner here in 3 and 4. Briscoe's going to take it away from Hamlin off 4.
Mark Garrow told us that the driver who led the first lap in Las Vegas has never won. Denny Hamlin just ceded that to Chase Briscoe. Briscoe now enjoys a car length advantage as they head back to one.
Denny Hamlin's got a great run heading into turn number one. He'll stay in the tire tracks of Chase Briscoe. That opens the door for Christopher Bell. Bell digging on the bottom. He's looking for second out of two.
He better be looking for it. Chase Elliott also on the move here, trying to pull up as the JGR teammates battle for that second spot. Once again, Briscoe up front. Then it's Bell. Then it's Hamlin.
Briscoe is easing away from that battle for second place. Bell and Hamlin still locked together. Now drafting. Nose to tail, Chase Elliott and teammate William Byron.
And Chase Elliott's got to pick which one of these Toyotas he wants to follow into turn number one. It'll be Denny Hamlin on the outside. Hamlin's got the momentum. He will clear Christopher Bell out of turn two.
Denny's got it rolling again, and so does Chase Elliott. Look at him out next to the wall here into turn three, bottom of the racetrack. He solidly takes over the third spot. The battle now is for fourth, or at least it was for fourth, until the 24 picked up the spot.
Drop Christopher Bell back to fifth, now right on his back bumper, Tyler Reddick. Meanwhile, Reddick's teammate, Bubba Wallace, drives to the outside of Kyle Larson.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace with a good qualifying run yesterday. He'll go wheel-to-wheel with Kyle Larson. That is just outside of the top five. Larson in an all-black car. It's kind of a neon green for Bubba Wallace. They'll duel down the backstretch.
Right now, he's just watching Bubba Wallace make hay as he gets in front of him, talking about Larson. Again, they're locked together up here in the battle for third off four.
It is Byron on the inside of Chase Elliott. Elliott now will now get as close as he can to the passenger door of William Byron without touching, and they remain that way in turn one.
Couldn't find a way to slide down in front of William Byron, and Byron's going to nose ahead of Chase Elliott as they race out of turn number two. Those Hendrick cars, though, stay side by side at the midway point.
Looking a little further up, Denny Hamlin now has got his car where he wants it, or at least appears to be, as he's getting ever so closer to the lead. Here's Hamlin off of turn four.
Well, complete lap number 5 this time by. Chase Briscoe leads Denny Hamlin. then it's a couple of Hendrick Chevrolets. You've got Chase Elliott, William Byron, then Christopher Bell. Kyle Larson's on the move. He just got back around Bubba Wallace for seven.
Yeah, it looked like Bubba Wallace had a moment at the outside of turn number four. That opened the door for not only his teammate Reddick to get around, but Kyle Larson charged as well down the back straightaway.
So up front, here it is. Only two car lengths separate first and second. Briscoe and Hamlin, middle of turns three and four. Briscoe still holds him off.
Here's Briscoe down to the stripe. He'll lead lap number six. Denny Hamlin two car lengths back. Tyler Reddick now pulling away from Larson, trying to catch up to Christopher Bell.
Pretty impressive pace early on for both Briscoe and Denny Hamlin. Their advantage over third place running Chase Elliott, about eight car lengths. Everybody right now running the middle of the racetrack.
A little further back now, looking at Joey Logano, beginning to pick up some speed here as he'll close in on Bubba Wallace. He'll take that bright number 22 yellow machine right to the bumper of Wallace. Gets right there on him, bottom of the racetrack, can't make the move.
Up in front of them, it looks like a couple of Hendrick teammates challenging each other. Right now, Chase Elliott's got the third spot. William Byron looks low. He looks high as they head to one.
Byron will follow Chase Elliott into turn number one. Elliott runs the middle of the racetrack. Byron goes downstairs, kind of wraps the inside of turns one and two. Doesn't have the momentum. He'll fall back in line.
Elliott with a white Chevy today right behind him. His teammate in a black and white Chevy as well. That's third and fourth. Christopher Bell holds the fifth spot off the corner.
Back in ninth, defending South Point 400 winner Joey Logano, getting some heat now from Alex Bowman. Ty Gibbs trying to join that battle along with Chris Buescher and then Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, Joey Logano on the move as he follows Bubba Wallace into turns one and two. That is Alex Bowman right behind. Ty Gibbs digging hard on the bottom as they all race out of turn two.
Staying with that one is Bubba Wallace with a mirror full of Joey Logano into turn three. Pulls on his steering wheel down to the white line. Paints it just a bit. Now back up off the corner. Logano about six car lengths back.
We'll complete lap number nine this time by Chase Briscoe. Leads Nick Yeoman. What part of the racetrack are they using on your end?
They're using the middle of the racetrack. Chase Briscoe is there. Denny Hamlin is there. So is Chase Elliott. That's the top three. William Byron, though, has gone downstairs trying to find that forward bite, Pat, to make a move on his teammate.
Yeah, right, Nick. We'll watch him down here in three and four. The leaders right now are really, other than Hamlin, he's in the middle of the racetrack. Everybody else down here on my end, top 10 cars, very bottom of the racetrack in three and four.
Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace locked in a door-to-door battle for the eighth spot. Now Logano will clear Wallace. Wallace now will try to fend off Alex Bowman and Ty Gibbs.
He finally got him. Joey Logano worked over Bubba Wallace for multiple laps. Now they'll get in line in turn number one. Alex Bowman charging on the bottom. He's got to find about three or four car lengths to round down Bubba out of turn two.
Can't do anything with him this time. Here's Briscoe, middle of the corner here in three and four. About six car lengths back to Hamlin. Then it's about 12 car lengths back to Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott still under attack from William Byron. Byron's almost trying to find a clean spot to go on the racetrack. Just as he makes a move, Nick, though, Chase Elliott aero blocks him.
The beauty of Las Vegas Motor Speedway is there is plenty of racetrack to use. William Byron seems married to the bottom, but he just can't find the bite up off of the corner again. Chase Elliott holds him off at a two.
Half a car length separate those Hendrick car teammates, I should say. Here goes Byron up to the top side now, as high as I've seen him run so far in three and four, trying to get some momentum as we talked about earlier.
As he comes down out of the banking, still trailing teammate Chase Elliott by a couple of car lengths, we are now 12 laps into the South Point 400. Briscoe continuing to lead Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin digging hard on the bottom. In fact, I think he's starting to close in on the race leader. Take a look at it up front, Pat. It's down to a car length.
Here comes Hamlin now, midway down the Nellis straightaway underneath the big American flag. This time, Briscoe again down at the bottom of the racetrack. That's where his car really likes it the best. Hamlin trying to find a way around him.
Looked like Hamlin gave up the lead on lap number one. We're hearing now that he might have had trouble getting the car into fifth gear. He's got it there now, chasing Briscoe.
He's got it wound up, and he is running down his teammate Chase Briscoe. Denny Hamlin dives hard into the bottom of turn number one. He'll stay down there at turn number two, right in the tire tracks, drafting with Briscoe out of the backstretch.
Yeah, one thing we haven't talked about is the fact that at some mile and a half, we do shift. At this racetrack, we do not. You stay in fifth gear all the way around. Here's Briscoe now working up off the fourth corner.
He works from the bottom, lets the car slide up to the safer barrier, back to the left. Denny Hamlin right in his tire tracks as they climb the banking again in turn one.
Denny Hamlin, a former winner here at Las Vegas, admitted to the pre-race show, not one of his better mile and a halves, but he's got it wound up. about two or three car lengths, chasing after the Indiana driver, Chase Briscoe.
Down the backstretch, about two car lengths, first and second. Then you go about 10 car lengths back, and that's where you find Chase Elliott, about two car lengths ahead of his teammate, William Byron. A little further back is Christopher Bell. Again, that's the way they race up off the corner.
This time by, we complete lap number 15. Top five all playoffs drivers. Chase Briscoe leads Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, William Byron, and Christopher Bell.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000. And car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
In fabulous Las Vegas, pedal to the metal is all we know, on or off the racetrack. Whether you're here for NASCAR, live music, incredible restaurants, or world-class entertainment, Vegas is the town that never slows down. With so many ways to play, so much to explore, fabulous Las Vegas encourages you to go all out. Head to visitlasvegas.com for more. That's visitlasvegas.com. Our leader, still Chase Briscoe, 18 laps into the South Point 400. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
We're back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the South Point 400. Chase Briscoe has led every lap so far. Again, the top five all playoffs drivers. We'll give you a rundown here. Denny Hamlin runs in second. Third is Chase Elliott. Fourth, William Byron. Christopher Bell runs in fifth. Tyler Reddick is sixth. Seventh is Kyle Larson. Eighth, Joey Logano. Alex Bowman runs in ninth. Tenth is Bubba Wallace.
11th is Ty Gibbs. Ryan Blaney, 12th. 13th, Chris Buescher. Ryan Preece is 14th. 15th, Michael McDowell. Shane Van Gisbergen, 16th. 17th, Daniel Suarez. Carson Hocevar, 18th. 19th, Noah Gregson. Eric Jones in 20th.
A.J. Allmendinger, 21st. Austin Cindric, 22nd. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 23rd. 24th, John Hunter Nemechek. 25th, Zane Smith. 26th, Josh Berry. Brad Keselowski, 27th. 28th, Austin Dillon. 29th, Cole Custer. Riley Herbst runs in 30th.
Then Justin Haley, 31st. 32nd, Kyle Busch. Ross Chastain, 33rd. 34th is Todd Gilliland. Ty Dillon, 35th. Cody Ware, 36th. J.J. Yeley, 37th. And Catherine Legg in 38th. That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Let's go down to pit road and first check in with Brett McMillan.
Well, I got some updates down here, Brett. First of all, Ryan Blaney said he is a little bit free. Same thing for his teammate, Austin Cindric. He said he's too free.
They're telling A.J. Allmendinger that he needs to try to get to the bottom of the track to find some speed. And for Ty Gibbs, they're telling him he needs to try to figure out how to round the corners better. That should help his speed as well. Heather DeBow.
And for playoff driver Kyle Larson, who's currently running in that seventh position, when asking for feedback on his handling, he said, "I'm a tick tight right now." But Cliff Daniels wanted to know, is this a good balance for clean air? And Kyle said, yes, it feels pretty comfortable. Wendy Venturini?
On my end of pit road, we have Chase Briscoe, of course, leading the field. He was bottoming out in turns one and two. They told him simply to move up the racetrack. Getting a little bit free in three and four for him, but turns one and two are starting to come to him once he moved up the track. Also out there right now, Tyler Reddick, a non-playoff driver in the sixth spot. He's tight, but he's building loose, so we do know the track is changing. The temperature and the wind is a little bit different today. Also, Joey Logano, one of our playoff contenders with four wins here at Las Vegas, currently running in the eighth spot. He's snug in the center for Joey Logano.
Now, just a few laps ago, Kyle Larson was challenging Tyler Reddick. Reddick left him. Now he's passed Christopher Bell. Move Reddick up now into the fifth spot. He seems to be one of the guys on the move.
Tyler Reddick definitely on the move. Now he breaks up a host of playoffs drivers. In fact, all of the playoffs contenders running in the top 12 right now. Ryan Blaney is the bottom of those 12. He's actually running in 12th. But Logano runs in 8th. Larson runs 7th. Christopher Bell now 6th. And then our top 4. Chase Briscoe leading the race. Denny Hamlin 2nd. William Byron 3rd. Chase Elliott running in 4th. And now we're about to start hitting some lap traffic, Mark. Chase Briscoe has driven away. He's already gotten around Catherine Legg, and now he's caught the back bumper of Cody Ware. I don't know that this is going to be enough to slow him down. He has gapped Denny Hamlin that much.
And Denny Hamlin has his hands full with William Byron now in turn 3.
Yeah, Hamlin backed right up to William Byron where he could get around him, and William Byron said, yes, thank you very much. Hamlin not moving around on the racetrack, going to lose a spot, and it won't be long before Chase Elliott's there.
Bigger question now for Denny Hamlin, is he going to fall under the clutches of Chase Elliott as William Byron continues to drive away into 1?
Certainly looks like Denny Hamlin's car fading a bit here later in the run. He'll settle in about 3 car lengths behind William Byron. Chase Elliott is charging, but also might want to keep an eye on Tyler Reddick. He's in the mix as well.
Chase Briscoe, the leader, is in the middle of 3 and 4 right now, and he's lapping cars very easily. It is a long way back to William Byron. Then you find Hamlin exiting this corner and Chase Elliott on the move.
So Briscoe just got around J.J. Yaley to put him down a lap. Christopher Bell now starting to slide backwards. Kyle Larson just got around him. Move Larson up to 6.
Yep, Kyle Larson has been digging hard. First got around Christopher Bell, now trying to track down Tyler Reddick. Those two battled for a significant portion of this early stage. Larson's got to fight about 3 car lengths, though.
Briscoe takes advantage of Noah Gregson now, picks up another spot there. He'll continue to move up. Ross Chastain in big trouble here, guys.
Ross Chastain had to start at the back of the pack after having an issue getting into the wall yesterday. Had the second fastest car over a 15-lap average. Chase Briscoe continues to lead. We're hearing we're about 10 to 15 laps away from green flag pit stops here in the South Point 400.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to samaritanspurse.org.
Looks like green flag pit stops have opened up here in the South Point 400. Tyler Reddick, the first car to come down pit road. He's headed to you, Wendy Venturini.
Tyler Reddick was tight, building a little bit loose. He's going to come to a stop on pit road. He's one of the first takers we see on pit road. They're already swinging around to the left side. It's 4 tires and Sunoco fuel. A little bit slower on the left side, but he is down and away.
Kyle Larson coming on to pit road. Ross Chastain on pit road. Heather DeBow.
Kyle Larson coming down pit road. Crew chief Cliff Daniels up here on the wall with the pit crew. As I mentioned, he just said he was a little bit tight. So looking for just a slight air pressure adjustment here for Kyle Larson. The team going to work to change four tires, Tearoff and Sunoco fuel. Wendy Vittorini.
Ross Chastain is on pit road. It's four tires fuel. He started in the 15th position. Joey Logano also on pit road. Joey Logano was snug in the center, making an air pressure adjustment with four tires. And Sunoco fuel, he's down and away. Heather DeBow.
And Bubba Wallace was also in for service. He was just telling his team he really needs some grip. He felt like he didn't have much in his tires there. Brett McMillan.
William Byron said he's too tight. They're giving him a four-tire change, finishing up on the left side now. And an air pressure adjustment for him. Ty Gibbs in also. They want him to run a little bit better at the bottom of the track. Four-tire change. Sunoco fuel. Also, Ryan Blaney just finished his service as well. Wendy Vittorini.
Denny Hamlin's on pit road. It was an adjustment on the chassis for him as well. Four tires fuel. Shane Van Gisbergen also on pit road for four tires and fuel. They lose a tire on the right side. Take a little bit longer to get to the left side. Shane Van Gisbergen with a long stop. Chase Briscoe on pit road, giving up that top spot as our leader. He was bottoming out in turns one and two, so he's already fighting a race car. They have trouble. Trouble on the left rear for Chase Briscoe. Very lengthy stop. Chase Briscoe is going to lose a lot of time, guys.
All right, so there's a cycle of green flag pit stops for our playoffs contenders. Chase Briscoe will find out where he blends back into the field. Sweepstakes fans, start your entries. Visit echopark.com/speedway to enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit echopark.com/speedway now to drive off a winner. We owe our local stations a break from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Carson Hocevar, during this string of green flag pit stops, has inherited the lead. Michael McDowell has not pitted, neither has Justin Haley or Todd Gilliland. Meanwhile, of course, the top guns so far early in the South Point 400 have made their green flag stops.
And the big winner on this was the driver who came down pit road first, Tyler Reddick. He's running in eighth right now. Effectively, that will be running in second once everyone cycles through. The big loser, Chase Briscoe. He lost four spots. Couple of things. Wendy Venturini pointed out a slow stop on the left side. Mark, you pointed out the fact that they came in two laps after the rest of the leaders. That made a difference.
Now Hocevar on pit road. Michael McDowell on pit road. Justin Haley, Todd Gilliland yet to pit. William Byron in position to take over the top spot when they do.
As soon as they come back around, they'll cycle through. We'll give you a full field leaderboard. Right now, we have just completed lap number 40. That means we have 40 to go in eBay stage number one here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So as they continue their way around the racetrack, J.J. Yaley coming in for his pit cycle, and we've seen all of the leaders right now waiting for William Byron to make it back around to give you a rundown of where we run midway through eBay stage number one here in the South Point 400. So here comes William Byron. He is off of turn number four. William Byron, now the leader of the South Point 400. running in second right now. We've got Tyler Reddick. And then behind Tyler Reddick is Michael McDowell. Todd Gilliland runs fourth. Actually, now we reset everything. William Byron, the leader. Tyler Reddick is second. Kyle Larson runs third. Fourth is Chase Briscoe. Denny Hamlin, fifth. Sixth, Chase Elliott. Christopher Bell runs seventh. Eighth is Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Alex Bowman. Tenth, Joey Logano.
Ty Gibbs is currently 11th. 12th, Ryan Blaney. Ryan Preece in the 13th position. 14th is Chris Buescher. Daniel Suarez, 15th. 16th, Eric Jones. Noah Gregson, 17th. 18th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Austin Cindric, 19th. 20th is A.J. Allmendinger.
That leaderboard update brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love. Mark coming off of turn four. Looks like Chase Briscoe wants to grab some of those spots back.
He certainly does, and we see now Byron flashed by the stripe, then Reddick, Larson, then Chase Briscoe, now trying to track down that black and gold number five.
Denny Hamlin right there, about five or six car lengths back as well. They're trying to navigate around the lap car of Cole Custer. Larson clears him. Briscoe will chase down the backstretch.
There's Briscoe. He'll also try to go around the 41 red and black of Custer. Doesn't have the position going into turns three and four. Now he'll try to work to the high side and go after Larson again.
And Chase Briscoe now is having to go around Cole Custer. He'll try and put that fight back on Kyle Larson. Again, Briscoe losing four spots during that green flag cycle of stops.
He hustled his way back onto the racetrack, but after that slow pit stop, he watched not only Byron, Reddick, and Larson blow past. Now he's on the charge back down the back straightaway.
Now we'll watch that. We also watch Reddick right now, who looks as if, visually at least, he's beginning to close in on the leader. Here's William Byron off the corner.
As they come down across the stripe, there's 45 laps down, 35 to go to make up the 80 laps in stage one of the South Point 400.
And South Point, just a great sponsor of racing, a great sponsor of race fans, and a wonderful entitlement sponsor here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We're joined up here in the booth by Ryan Grounie, the general manager of the South Point Hotel and Casino. And Ryan, first of all, thank you for the hospitality. That's the most important thing that South Point does so well.
Thank you for accepting it. We love having you guys there. It's a labor of love from the Gaughan family to motorsports to sponsoring this race. It's turned into one of our favorite weeks of the year. It truly has.
The race fans, right? You walk into the place, they're walking into drivers, they're walking into crew chiefs. They're in nirvana when they get to the South Point.
I just rode an elevator, Richard Childress. I mean, and then the guys coming out in their suits and coming back from the track, and they're all together, and they're just great people, and it's honestly so much fun.
Big announcement earlier in the media center. You guys have been the entitlement sponsor here of this fall playoffs race date for 8 years now. That's going to extend another 3 years. Congratulations.
I can't believe it's been eight, but it has.